In a press release by the Ministry of Law, which govern golf courses in Singapore, to ensure that the current and future needs of Singaporeans are met, the government adopt a long-term approach towards our land use planning. This include ensuring sufficient land to meet critical national needs, such as housing, economic activities, security, and essential infrastructure. There are currently 16 golf courses in Singapore, most of which are situated on land with short lease. The land occupied by golf courses will be returned to the state when the lease ends. For 5 golf courses which lease expire by 2035, lease renewal cannot be offered as there are future plans for the land in question. Warren Golf and Country Club in Choa Chu Kang, under Prime Minister Lawrence Wong Lim Bang Wat, has been embarked for residential use in the Draft Master Plan 2025. Ho se liao, more BTO flats, hawker centre and even an integrated community hub. As for Orchid Country Club, in the Master Plan 2019, the land is zoned as a reserve site. But in the Draft Master Plan 2025, it has already changed colour to residential zoning. This means more BTO flats and potential condo will light up along the waterfront. Yishun Town, voila! As for the land occupied by Keppel Club Sim and Singapore Island Country Club Bukit, will be reallocated for public golf course use, following the expiry of their lease on 31st December 2030. A part of the site is being considered for the allocation to be run by the Labour Movement for its members, taking into account that Orchid Country Club lease will be expiring. On this part, the late Mr. Ong Teng Chong, then Secretary General of NTUC, has said it all. His vision was to show that the progress of Singapore is shared by all, ensuring that golf would no longer be a game reserved for executive. Respect. Anyway, the lease for Tanah Merah Country Club Garden Course will expire on 2035. Given its proximity to Changi Airport, the land is being studied for use that have synergy with the airport to support economic growth. As for Mandai Executive Golf Course, upon expiry of the tenancy, the land will be used by the Ministry of Education for the development of an outdoor adventure learning centre. Very good! Our boys and girls should toughen up. By the way, Upper Seletar Reservoir has an old world charm. For those that have not been here, it's good to drop by. Let me show you around.